Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are going to hand off to the drive. It's Zach Bye and Philip Lindsay live from Stoney's. Boys, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We Wonderful. Are fired up.
It's tournament day, Zach. How could we not be doing well?
Well, you know, we're here at 11th and Lincoln at Stoney's, boys, and I can already tell you the vibes are high. The TVs all have basketball. The drinks are flowing. It's like a gorgeous day in Denver, Colorado that unto itself was kind of handcrafted for some day drinking, but the fact that
college days,
but the fact that it
college
is
days that's
the
a
start two, of the
it's a Wednesday for me, Phil,
and it's just so cool. Hey, before you guys cut the cord here, I'm curious of what you thought of CU. I know you've talked about it, but what was your biggest takeaway from the CU Buffs last night getting it done?
Tristan Da Silva finally came to play. You know, he's had a really good back half, like back stretch. That 6-game win streak they had the regular season, a lot of that was because he picked up his level of play. But compared to the Pac-12 tournament title, Zach, where it was really just KJ Simpson waiting for help, last night Tristan was the one who drove it home. And while it wasn't the best performance from Colorado, that's a team that at times this year, boys, I thought was soft. And last night, I thought they were the tougher team down the stretch. And they ended on a 17-6 run.
Right.
Huge win for that program. And KJ Simpson, despite shooting 6 of 18, he did finish with 19 points. But 11 rebounds, big defensive rebounds down the stretch. Their defense won them the game. And look, it doesn't have to be pretty. They just have to be wins in March.
Yeah, and we talked about Lampkin, too. That tip-in that Lampkin had, huge. Stopping some of that momentum from the Broncos, that was so big. And Matt and I talked about them running the offense through him as of late. And, like, if I'm Tad, and we talked about this of, hey, big fella, you don't got to put the ball on the floor as much because it's going to lead to some of those turnovers and fighting for possession. Just use that pivot foot, use that big body of yours to create some of that separation. But what Lampkin was able to do underneath the basket, I thought was big time for the Buffaloes.
I agree. And I think his putback made it a two-possession game.
Yeah,
I
want
to
say,
so it went from like 3-5 or 2-4 or whatever it was. But that was huge. And perceptually, big for Tad Boyle.
Huge.
What I mean? It's just from the shortcomings have been well documented, and that would have been embarrassing, you know, if they had lost in the first four to Boise State, kind of like a nameless, faceless group to the rest of the country. So I thought that was big for him personally. And man, Matt, you specifically, before we let you go here, Tristan Da Silva, how is he thought of among CU circles?
A little underwhelming, right? I mean, we all know he's a good player, but even some texters today made the MPJ comparison where you're just frustrated with his consistency at times.
Yeah.
You know, his older brother was the better player, I think, Zach, and he filled out, certainly Oscar did, by the time he got to be a senior at Stanford. Tristan, we kind of waited for that senior year where we expected him to be in the conversation of Pac-12 Player of the Year, and it was just too up and down. I feel like mentally, you know, he struggles with the awareness of when to take over. But last night, you just saw the aggressive version of him for 40 minutes, I thought. And they're going to need that to beat Florida, who's without their best player, but they got a good pair of guards. As I wanted to say something, 25th win for CU. That is a school record for most wins in a season. So to your point, Zach, massive win for Tad.
Yeah, and that was on Tad's radar. We talked to him about that earlier in the week, and he was hyper aware that they had an opportunity to set the single season record mark for 25 wins. It's huge, man. It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. All right, before you guys go, give me your prediction for later this afternoon with CSU.
I like the Rams tonight. I think they're going to keep it going. I think Nick Clifford and Joel Scott can have the games that they had the other night. And then you add Isaiah Stevens doing what he normally does to that mix. I think they can handle some business. It's going to be tight, and it's going to be a fight at the end of it. But I like the Rams to get it done today.
This is a tough one. I picked Virginia against CSU in the first four, and clearly I was wrong. I was not for like the first 10 minutes of the game, and then Virginia just absolutely fell apart with maybe the most pathetic performance in NCAA tournament history that I personally have ever laid eyes on. Not to take anything away from CSU. This is the worst version of Texas we've seen in a while, Zach, I think. But they do have a couple of guys with tournament experience. The line being 2.5 raises an eyebrow for me. I'll probably pick against CSU just for Rams fans so I don't jinx them. So I'm going to pick Texas and root for CSU.
He's doing them a favor by picking against them.
But I'm rooting for CSU.
All right, boys. We appreciate the couple minutes of overtime. We'll cut you loose. Have a great day and enjoy the games here.
Thanks,
right,
fellas. Have fun at Stoney's.
All right, Tony says popping off, Mr. Philip Lindsay.
All right.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing? Parking?
I did find parking. Yeah, I found parking a block or two away. There's, you know, spots available. I'm not into the parking lot. I'd just rather pay and park on the street.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, it's the start of the NCAA tournament today. And
look at that big smile on your face.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. It really is. And, you know, I told you yesterday, like, if I worked, like, just like a normal job, I'd be taking today and tomorrow off, like so much of, Americans do. I mean, we love these 2 days. And your Buffs, your Colorado Buffaloes.
It's the theme music.
And Tad Boyle, give me my dingers. Hey, I thought, man, they looked to me with about 5 or 6 minutes left like they looked in the middle of the season. I said, do they just have enough in the tank to finish this thing? And, man, it was a appropriate timeout call from Tad Boyle. They talked things over. Some huge buckets coming out down the stretch. And your Buffaloes are... still dancing.
No, you know, I was ecstatic when it happened. I was in the game. You know, I got nervous a couple times because we started to kind of simmer down a little bit, started missing some shots, but we were aggressive. We were aggressive, and Matt Smith was right. You know, when you watch some of those Colorado games at the beginning of the season, they just weren't physical. This game, they kind of they got dialed in, dialed in on what they wanted done. You know, and K.J. Simpson, you know, he missed a couple big shots, but he also made a couple big shots on top of rebounding.
Yes.
That was big right there. And you talked about that a lot, Zach, about how important rebounding is, right? With the Denver Nuggets not doing it at one point. For the Colorado Buffaloes, that's how they're going to win, and that's how they're going to beat Florida this next game coming up Friday.
Yes.
Because the Florida Gators are missing their big man.
Yes, and it's going to be paramount, and we'll obviously be previewing that game all day tomorrow or big chunks of the day anyway. It was a gutsy win that I thought the program needed, Tad Boyle needed, and was happy for those guys. And it wasn't. And you want to know what, like. You know, said to you yesterday on the air, I said, maybe not like Colorado State and Virginia, but I said, expect a slow pace, rock fight, low scoring game. And that's exactly what it was. And you want to know what? This goes back to like to the old school identity of Tad Boyle. Defense, rebounding, get stops. I mean, the game is on the line and your Buffs got 5 stops in a row. I mean, that was just massive, on a night where they struggled offensively.
Well, what about Cody Williams? That, you know, at one point they benched him.
Yep.
You know, and when he was in the game, okay, it wasn't that team flow, that team basketball where everybody's getting the ball, everybody's moving it around, defense, everybody is on the same page. When Cody was in there, it was, like I said before, a one-man kind of game where he would kind of back somebody in and then try to take that jump shot.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't working out, and Tad was not going for it this game.
Yeah, and when your season's on the line, you don't have time to placate to personalities.
Yeah.
You do not have time to acquiesce to a freshman. I don't care where he's going to get drafted. And by the way, this idea that he could go number one, just throw that in the garbage.
I was wondering.
I'm starting to question, like, is this kid a top 10 pick? And last night, he looked like a JV player who was asked to play in a varsity game. He looked lost. He looked like a boy out there. And that was a field of men that are older, that were fighting for their life. It was not offensively pleasing.
He's not ready. That's what it tells me. Okay, when you're looking at a young kid that has a lot of talent, right, a lot of length, it's like you're not ready for the big league yet. And it's okay, you're 19 years old.
Yes, exactly.
But a lot of it does have to come on what his brother has done, right, the name.
Yeah.
I think that's why people are getting so hyped about it. And maybe we're just missing something. I mean, look at Peyton Watson. At some point, right, we're like, why are they drafting this young man so, you know, so high in the draft?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, but it's turning out to be one of the best draft picks that they have had.
Yep.
I don't know if I see that in Cody Williams, though.
Yeah, you want to know what? It's interesting. I just don't think if no one ever told me that Cody Williams was going to be a lottery pick, I wouldn't come up with that conclusion on my own.
Yeah.
That's how I'll say it. And that being said, he's a kid. He's got a long way to go, and that was a court full of men last night. We'll circle back to that a little bit later in the show today, but we have a new war of words. Jerry Jeudy taking aim at yet another Denver Broncos legend. We had Rod Smith. We had Shannon Sharp. We had you. And now we have Mark Schlereth. Hang tight. That's next.
Live from Stoney's downtown for the first round of the college basketball tournament. Here's The Drive with Zach Bye and Philip Lindsay.
All right, yes, we are live from Stoney's at 11th and Lincoln. It's Zach Bye, Philip Lindsay hanging out on the first day of March Madness. And just really excited to be here. We have a huge slate of games, and Stoney's is going to take great care of us this afternoon, and they'll do the same to you if you want to come down and say hello. We'll be here till 6 o'clock.
Ah, the brackets, man. I'm looking good right now. Looking at the TV screen, it looks like, you know, it's in my favor.
Listen to you. at 2 o'clock on day number one, talking about how you're looking good.
I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. Looking good. My bus won. CSU's going to win.
My gosh. Hey, what about Jerry Jeudy?
Oh, Lord.
Jerry Jeudy, he just can't help himself. And we talked about Jeudy a couple days ago. The Browns paid him. They gave him $41 million guaranteed. And you know, one of the things we talked about is we said, usually all the nonsense, all the extra stuff doesn't get better when you get the bag.
You said that. You said it.
Typically, that's just life, right?
You are who you are.
You are who you are. And you can have you can feel like maybe you have the license to be the full authentic you once you already got paid. And really quick story, I just heard for the first time this last week when I was in New York for that conference. Stephen A. Smith was up there speaking.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that he and Allen Iverson had a feud. Stephen A. Smith and Allen Iverson had a feud.
Are you surprised? Stephen A. Smith is always beefing with somebody.
Well, one of the things he said was, at the time, Allen Iverson was like talking to, and we're going to go on a rabbit hole here. I should just steer it back, but let me just pay it off. AI at the time was like, hey, everyone's got to be yourself at all times. Be you, do you at all times. And Stephen A. Smith was like, do you remember what you were wearing on draft night? And Allen Iverson was like, a suit. He's like, do you wear a suit anymore? He's like, no. He's like, you didn't have a tattoo on your body. You used to wear suits. You didn't have the cornrows. You did what you had to do
to get to this
point. And now once you got there and you get the $100 million contract, now you're telling everyone else, you got to be you. Da, da, da. He said, no, you did what you had to do to get where you needed to go. And now you're more, and that real you comes out once you get the bag.
You get comfortable.
And I never heard the story before, so I just put it in my back pocket. But with Jeudy, I think Judy's been on his best behavior here. And even still on his best behavior, the headache comes out. I think Cleveland's in for it here. I think Cleveland's in for it here for the next handful of years.
Oh, I tell you what, and I told you before, sometimes when you get the money, you get that quote-unquote bag, you have to go out there and prove it. It puts more pressure on you.
Right.
Right? Everybody's looking at Jerry Jeudy now like, you got paid again. All right, you're a first-round draft pick. It didn't work out in Denver.
Right.
Now you have to show up, show us what you're about. You have to be consistent. If you're not, you're going to be considered a bust.
Right.
A bust with a lot of money.
Right. 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 And look, he's paid. So good for him.
For sure.
Good for him. Go get your money. But Mark Schlereth, back on March 9th, made a video, and he's like, you want to know what? Like, good riddance to Jerry Jeudy. You were not a great football player. You were a bust of a pick. You were a headache. I said a lot of the same stuff, you know, written out. Mark made a video. Well, apparently, KJ, back in the studio, shout out on a dime, pulling this video. This is what Mark said back on March 9th.
Hey guys, your boy Stink here, and I've been telling you for the last 2 years what a bust Jerry Jeudy is at the wide receiver position. Well, today he was traded to the Cleveland Browns for a fifth and sixth round pick. And, you know, I got this from you guys all the time, but he's so quick, in and out of breaks. He's a great route runner. Yeah, he's open after the quarterback has already gone through the progression. And as far as a football player, he's just not a great football player. Doesn't run secondary routes well to attract coverage. Drops the football. Doesn't block. Good riddance. Listen, that's not the kind of player you need here in Denver to rebuild this thing. I, for one, am glad he's gone. But I tell you this, I'll never forget you, Jimmy Judy. All the best.
He said, I'll never forget you, Jimmy Judy.
What's going on, man?
That is Jimmy Judy. Now, so
put yourself in Jerry's shoes, though. If you hear this, what are you going to say?
Honestly,
Jimmy Judy.
Come on now, Zach. You're okay. A hothead at times.
Okay, sure. No, I'm emotional. Not hothead. I'm emotional.
You are.
Because I'll cry at the drop of a hat, and I'll also be ready to fist fight someone at the drop of a hat. But I would like to think, like, you know, Mark's trolling a little bit there at the end, right?
He is.
He's trolling a little bit. So he's giving you a football take, and he's being funny at the end, but trying to troll a little bit. Well, he didn't tag Jerry Judy here. Judy, he finds it today. So Judy says, only if your opinion mattered, hating-ass dude. Hashtag bag season with 3 money bags. And he said, y'all go give this lame-ass dude some attention. And then he followed up. Within the same period of time, he said, y'all got to stop listening to fake, but NFL gurus. They don't even have access to real film. They are on YouTube watching the games. And he said, follows up with another tweet. He said, I'm just seeing this, LOL. That's why I'm responding. But, come on, my bleeping, hating, and bleep. But that's what most old heads are doing these days, hating on young soldiers. But y'all can have them Twitter fingers. I stand on business in real life. End quote. All right, Phil.
He's ready.
He's ready.
He said he's a soldier.
He said he's a soldier.
Look, I understand where Jerry Judy's coming from in the sense of, like, how I would feel if somebody's tweeting at me, right? But Jerry Judy has seen this before. He just was on his best behavior. He wanted to make sure he solidified getting that contract done before he goes on a rant.
Oh.
Because that was guaranteed.
So you think he saw this?
Oh, he for sure did. Come on, it's Jerry Judy.
And now he's locked in. He's like, okay.
Social media king.
Yeah, he is. He is. He is a social media king.
You know, because I think there was a tweet earlier where he was like, I've seen this. So that let me know, okay, you've seen it. And usually you'll bark back. But you want to get your bag. You want to get your money first.
Yeah.
Get, you know, solidify that you're going to get guaranteed money.
And then do a Yui and go back to the.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Because now they can't do anything to me.
Right.
I'm at least going to get what I so-called earn, which Jerry Judy has not earned the right to have the money that he's getting. But people look at it as an opportunity for someone like Jerry Judy to go out there and showcase why he was drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
And it also shows that they don't believe what Denver was doing was right for Jerry Judy.
Yes, and that much is certain. Like, if you're Cleveland, you can talk yourself into, hey, you want to know what? They're so dysfunctional over there, they never even got the best of this kid.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they didn't see what he had in a Browns uniform. And then if he's killing it, you can come to him during the season and see if you can get something done right after. You know,
smart, right? That would be the way to go.
That would be the way to go, but that's not the way that they've chose to go about this. And we'll see, man. We'll see what happens with Jerry Judy. But I just, I don't know, Phil.
Jimmy Judy.
I wanna put Judy in my crosshairs in a way that I haven't even done yet. We might get to that later in the show. Because I cannot stand this guy. I really can't. And he's showing his naivete with Mark, because Mark watches more film than anyone else in this market, calling games every single week. He's called multiple Broncos games. I mean, he does multiple Bronco games every single week. He's in the facility. He's talking to coaches and with more access than anyone else actually in the market because of his job for Fox. But that's not really on Judy's radar. Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave that where it lies for now. We're live at Stoney's Bar and Grill on Lincoln. Catch all the NCAA tournament action at Stoney's every game, every day. Do not miss one game down here on any of their incredible TVs. This is the place to be all tournament long. There's plenty of space if you want to come by and say hello to myself and Phil. We will be here until just about 6 o'clock. All right, shifting gears in the meantime here, we have a new chapter in the never-ending book titled Russ Can't Help Himself. And we'll turn some of those pages coming up next. All right, we are live at Stoney's Hanging Out, day one of the NCAA tournament. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock. A lot of great energy in this building. If you got nothing going on, or even if you do have something going on, bail out of that lame plan you had.
That's why we're here, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
You threatened everybody. If we don't show up where I can watch this game, I will not show up to work.
You know what? We're going to be here until 6 o'clock. You want to come say hello, come say hello. We'd love to see you. Phil just talking to some other CU alums and want to hang out and take a picture. It's no problem. Come give a pound. We'd love to say hello to you. We have another chapter, Phil, in the never-ending book titled Russ Can't Help Himself. It's my favorite book. I can't put it down. It's a true page turner.
You love Russ. You got a diary at home.
Russ is not here. Did you see the most recent hype video?
I did, man.
Why does he do this, Phil?
I got the chills.
Oh, no.
I was like, you know what? He might feel the chill of that trophy.
Oh, no. Why does he do this stuff? Why does he? Someone who's done so much in the NFL.
Sure.
I'm seriously asking. And you know, it drives me nuts. I think it's a lack of awareness and a lack of where he's had his career. But he's a grown man. He wants to do whatever he wants to do. He can go do it. I just don't have to like it. But the question is, why do you think he does this? I don't see other NFL quarterbacks doing this stuff.
Well, I just think that you're not looking hard enough, Zach, because a lot of these players are doing it, right? There's not a day that you can go into, like, a facility. I was talking to Royce Freeman the other day, and he was like, man, one of the worst things I hate about working out with a bunch of NFL players at times is they bring their, you know, graphicers and people that to take pictures for them and videos. That's something that they love to do. They like to choreograph everything
and
show that they are working. Show that, you know, they are deserving the money that they're supposed to be getting or will be getting. Patrick Mahomes does it.
Does he do hype videos?
He does do a hype video.
Really?
He does.
Right.
And I think because it's Patrick Mahomes and he's the greatest quarterback to play in the NFL at this point, nobody talks about it. Because Russell Wilson, right, has been struggling for 2 years. People are tired of seeing the same things. Russ is doing the same things he was doing when he was with Seattle, but they're tired of seeing it.
Right, and with the struggles, that's what I think of with the lack of awareness. Like, Phil, if we had a show for 9 years, like Russ was in Seattle for 9 years, and then we just we had a lot of success, and then we just fell off a cliff. And we fell off a freaking cliff for 2 straight years.
Yeah.
Getting our head kicked in the ratings. No one cares about it. I don't know. I just don't know if I'd be, releasing stuff to say how awesome I am.
Well, you're trying to stay relevant. You're trying to let everybody know that you are still here and that you are working. And he still has to go out there, right? Although, you know, Mike Tomlin has said he's the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
He still has to go out there and prove it. Because if he does not do well in camp, and Justin Fields does well in camp, do you think Mike Tomlin, knowing that me having a winning season matters more than Russell Wilson's feelings, he will do that. He will put Justin Fields in a situation to be the starter.
It's Tad Boyle saying, Cody Williams, I'm sorry, you're a top 10 pick. You're not going to play tonight.
Because
this is too important. You know? Yeah, I agree. What do you think Mike Tomlin thinks when he sees the video? What does Justin Fields think when he sees the video?
I think Justin likes it because he wants to see what he's up against.
Okay.
So back in the day when I was batting,
then.
Oh, yeah, he's probably dying. Justin Fields had his own little hype video.
Did he?
Yeah.
Come on, we got two hype videos?
Yes.
I got to see this.
But I used to watch, if I was battling against a running back, Royce was never like this. Royce never, you know, let everybody know what he was doing. But I want to see what people are doing. Are they outworking me?
Mm.
Right? Melvin was good for it. Melvin was going to give a hype video out there.
Wasn't he in Tim's one time on the beach, working out?
You know, showcasing the speed.
Yeah.
Which, let me know and push me harder.
Okay.
So, you think you could outwork me?
Yeah.
Right? for Russ's case, he wants everybody to know he is still Russell Wilson. He is trying to get back to the Seattle Russ.
Yeah.
I think people are just tired of it.
Yeah. And I raise my hand. And I'm the wrong person to ask because I only see Russ through a Denver perspective.
Yeah.
I don't care what he did in Seattle. And I don't care what he goes on to do in Pittsburgh, because when you were here, when it was the greatest investment that this franchise has literally ever made in a quarterback financially. And it didn't work out to such a degree that when I see the stuff, it's like...
You wince?
Yeah, I do. And I wince because of the experience. And I, in addition to thinking, just sometimes it can be a little bit cringy, just unto itself. But because the experience was so negative, I just it not makes my blood boil, but I almost throw my eyes so far in the back of my head, I'm looking at my brain. Like,
you roll your eyes.
You're a
guy that rolls his eyes, huh?
I mean, I'm like staring at my brain. They're so far in the back of my head. But we'll see. Ultimately, Russ is either going to succeed or he's going to fail. And if he succeeds, everyone in Pittsburgh is going to love these videos, Phil. They're going to love them. It's going to be new. They don't care what happened to us in Denver.
That's a Bronco way. Get rid of Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy goes out there and has a career day. Get rid of Russell Wilson. Give him the bag. Give him the money. And then he goes out there and looks like Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks. Now, I don't see that happening, but that's a Denver Bronco move.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all ages. Did you see that he sold the home?
I did.
He sold the home.
14 bathrooms.
Yep. Despite telling Brandon Marshall like 2 weeks ago wasn't for sale.
Stop lying, Russ.
He lost a couple bucks on it. Lost $3.5 million. I think he's gonna be okay. I think he's gonna be okay.
3.5 million. What is Russ gonna do now? He lost $3.5 million. He's bankrupt. He might go bankrupt.
Might have to sleep on the private jet a couple nights, gather himself. Yeah, he's going to be fine. We'll see how it all shakes out. We'll see how it all shakes out in Pittsburgh. I'm fascinated by it. I'll be watching it very closely. And I almost feel bad to a degree. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm being serious. There is not many, like, people in general or players that, like, I'm openly rooting for them to fail. I'm not, that's just not how I'm wired.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, unless I'm like, you know, seriously, personally wronged, yeah. and then that gets into a different territory. Russell never personally wronged me. Mm. He took a bunch of money for the Denver Broncos, didn't play good football.
Yeah.
Playing a kid sport. But I'm trying to control myself from not openly rooting against this man. Like, openly, in a way that I haven't before. And I might need you to counsel me.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. But you know what? You're probably saying to the open what a lot of people are thinking. And either they're just scared not to say it or they just don't care to say it. But that's what our opinions are for. Everybody has the right to like somebody, not like them. As long as nobody gets hurt in the process,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll shift gears here a little bit as we're hanging out from Stoney's Bar and Grill on 11th and Lincoln. Check out their $10 Monday lunch special, Taco Tuesday, as well as Wing Wednesday here at Stoney's. And they're a proud alumni home of the Kansas Jayhawks and other groups, including LSU, Oklahoma, Miami Hurricanes. I've been here when these teams are playing, man. It is an absolute blast, as it's going to be here this afternoon. All right, there is something sizzling red hot coming into Denver tonight. We'll take a dive into it coming up next. All right, there is something red hot touching down in Denver, Colorado tonight. And it is the New York Knickerbockers. The New York Knicks. You know, we're given heaping praise on the Avalanche for going 4-0 on a four-game road trip.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks have won 5 consecutive road games and are looking to make it 6 tonight at Ball Arena. This is a payback game. Earlier in the season, the Knicks not only beat the Denver Nuggets, they pounded them 122-84 in Madison Square Garden. What are you looking for tonight, Phil?
Well, first of all, Speaking of Madison Square Garden, didn't you go there?
Yes, my first experience last week.
Yes, how was it?
Man, I got to tell you, it was awesome. I mean, you know, now if you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for the arena to, like, put its arm around you and give you a tour and it's an arena.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I thought it was awesome. They clearly have done some renovations to it. It was clean. The fans were amazing. It's got like a few distinguishing features, like the ceiling, the yellowness of it. And it's like almost like these huge beams that go towards the center of it. They have this vintage classic scoreboard that hangs in square fashion with the huge words Madison Square Garden. It was just really cool. The fans were great. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I seen you with your Nuggets gear on. They're going to beat you up. You know how New Yorkers are.
It was Philly sucks chants, you know, left and right because they were playing the Sixers. Yeah. It had great energy. It almost felt like a college environment. Yeah. I mean, it had great. Those fans, man, they are so starving for just a winning team, a playoff team. They won a playoff game like 2 years ago and people were climbing the light posts because they won a playoff game. In a market that size with a fan base, like, well, we're here sitting in Denver. We got a Knicks fan, you know, 6 feet from us with a hoodie on. So they're everywhere. They're starving for a competent title contender, and they're starting to inch toward one with this current group that we're going to see in Denver tonight.
And you just said it right there. They're starting to heat up. They're starting to come along, and it's scary. With that being said, with the Denver Nuggets, all right, it's a championship mindset now, Zach.
Yeah.
All right, they have to go into this game ready to play, like they're getting ready to play the Timberwolves, but better. Everybody needs to be, you know, firing on all cylinders. Jokic needs to have the Jokic minutes and Jokic plays that he always does. Jamal Murray needs to continue to what he's doing, passing the ball, but also scoring some, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He needs to pick it up in that department, yeah.
And MPJ, he is going to be the guy tonight. I'm putting it out there right now. MPJ is going for 28 points.
Oh.
It's a home game.
Yep.
Home game. MPJ has been on fire this last month. His confidence is high. Jamal Murray's getting him more involved. Jokic is getting him more involved. And I could see someone like Jamal or MPJ bringing it to the Knicks and having 28 points.
Man, that'd be great. You know, if you said this 5 weeks ago, it'd be like, hold on a second. Slow down. Like, slow down, Phil. But what we've seen, I mean, shoot, Phil, he'd have to have one more bucket from the last game on Tuesday to get to 28, as he finished with 26 against Minnesota, 20 the game before that against Dallas. He had 25 last week against Miami. Back-to-back 19-point games against Toronto and Utah. A 20-point game against Phoenix, 25-point game against the Lakers. That's all this month. And we're only 3 weeks into the month of March. He's been playing phenomenally.
And I have to be one to raise my hand. Usually you're the one that's wrong, Zach. But I've been wrong on MPJ, and I've been hard on MPJ. Which, I mean, can you blame me?
No.
You know?
No. At the time that you were serving up that criticism, it was all fair. Just because he's playing better now doesn't retroactively change your criticism in that moment.
But he is playing better now. I like it. I love it. It makes me want to root for him even more. I see what you're saying on, you know, when this young man starts to get hot, it's like he's unstoppable. He's 6'10". He's rebounding. He's doing the little things right. And now all of a sudden his shots are starting to fall. It's great to see. I love it. And if he's on fire, Jamal Murray does what he's supposed to do, and Jokic does what Jokic does best, they're unstoppable. We've been saying that this whole time.
Yeah, they're damn near unstoppable. They really are. But this Knicks team, Denver has way more talent than this Knicks team.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to get it twisted. But they play together. And actually, you know what it reminds me of? CU last night against Boise. Remember when Tad was like, "We have more talent." But they play, they're tough, they're gritty, they play as
stick
a unit.
Together.
Yep, so you're going to have to do the same thing. And when you look at guys like Jalen Brunson, he's one of my favorite guys to watch. This guy is on one of the best contracts in all of sports to who he is as a superstar. He's coming off a 34-point game in a win over Golden State. And they have something that I can't remember ever seeing, these New York Knicks that'll be in Denver tonight. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo, all three will start tonight. All three played for the same school in Villanova. It is really unusual to have three of five starters at the NBA level, all from the same college, all played for the same coach, Jay Wright, who was breaking down the CU game last night in the studio. as he's now retired.
Well, maybe that's why they're so good, because they've played together for so long.
Yes,
it's like the Denver Nuggets, and I don't want to go on a rant, but it's like the Denver Nuggets right now. They've been playing together for so long, it's hard to beat them.
Yeah.
Right? Well, those young men have been playing in college for a while, so they know each other. Now they're on the same kind of team, you know, doing the same kind of things. So that's why you're kind of seeing the Knicks kind of take off.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just unusual. But I'm a huge fan of that program.
I know you are.
And it's been fun to watch those guys gel at the pro level. It's just very, very unusual. And Jalen Brunson, let's keep our eye on him. I mean, when I agree with you, you have often said in our time together, the word dog is overused.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to Jalen Brunson. It is such an appropriate name. He should be wearing a collar when he plays basketball, because he is a dog. He is 6'1", has nothing physically that should allow him to be averaging 28 points a game in the NBA.
Mindset. His mindset. So you consider him a pit bull?
Phil, he is the basketball version of you. I've never seen him dunk in a game. I've never seen him dunk a basketball at the pro level. Never seen him dunk as a member of the New York Knicks. He was a second-round draft pick. He looks like if he was in the mall food court, you'd walk right by him and not knowing, like, he's an NBA basketball player.
Yeah.
He's got nothing tangible. He doesn't jump high. He's not, you know, the fastest guy in the world.
But he does things the right way. He's consistent. And that mindset, over everything, it helps you out. Now, if you would have compared him to you as a dog, I'd be like, all right, he's a chihuahua. Right? Maybe a pug.
Hey, I like a pug. But, yeah, he's a dog. I'm a huge fan. He's a lefty. He's super crafty.
Okay.
The one thing I will say that he does at a very high level, even in the best basketball league in the world, is he shifts gears. He is able to downshift. Like, Phil, he'll be going 100 miles per hour
on
a dime and change direction, or fool you to thinking that he's going 100 miles per hour and he's going 89. And then he'll just hit that Nas button from Fast and the Furious and just pull ahead of you just enough to get a finish underneath your armpit. But that's how he has to play, because he's not some big physically gifted, you know, God's gift of an athlete with size and strength and athleticism. So it's really fun to watch. But I think the Nuggets are going to pay back the Knicks in a big way. No OG Anunoby tonight, who was huge for the Knicks in their meeting in Madison Square Garden when he went for 26 points. So Denver's a 9.5-point favorite. I think they win this one and continue this incredible stretch coming out of the All-Star break. You think they win tonight?
Oh, I think they win tonight.
Okay. All right. We'll shift gears here as we are live from Stoney's Bar and Grill. Guys, if you can't make it all the way downtown, you can check out Stoney's Uptown and Stoney's Winter Park. For more information, you can go to stoneysbarandgrill.com. If you're coming by, we're going to be here until about 6 o'clock. Hit up our promo table. They're giving away some incredible offers from Sport Clips and others. And, again, we're going to be here until about 6 o'clock. They have all the games on from the big tournament. Come grab a drink. Grab some amazing food. I have a steak and cheese right in front of me that I'm about to dive into during the break. So you can come join us. Grab a picture with Phil. And, again, we're going to be here until about 6 o'clock. All right. As we shift gears here, earlier this week, we ranked the current hierarchy among the four big coaches in Denver sports. What if we did the same thing, but applied it to our college coaches? Where would Dion find himself? We'll take a dive into that conversation coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.